Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, reading verses 10 and 11. In keeping with the grace of God given to me as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation and someone else is building on it. But let each person be careful how he builds on it. In fact, no one can lay any foundation than the one that has been laid, which is Jesus Christ. So far our text, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are once again gathered in your house to hear your holy word. We pray that you would speak to us through your word, dispel our doubts and fears, and reassure us that Jesus is our Savior. Empower us with your Spirit to build our lives on this sure foundation. Sanctify us then by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In Jesus the Christ, dear fellow redeemed. 199 years to build. The foundation began to be laid on August 9th, 1173, for the bell tower of the Cathedral of Pisa in Italy. Because of war, construction would be sporadic for the next 199 years. In 1319, the seventh floor was built, and then in 1372, the bell tower on the top of the tower was finally completed. Just imagine all the different builders and architects that had to work on that bell tower through that 199 years. Someone laid the foundation and started to build the first floors. But then someone else had to come along about 100 years later and continue the building or the construction of the tower. Each building on the work of the other. Now this tower posed some challenges for the builders. Because in 1178, as they were adding the second floor, the foundation started to give away. The architect had poorly designed the tower so that its foundation was only about 3 meters thick, way too shallow for a tower of this size, and the subsoil was poor. So as they built this tower up, the builders had to compensate for the work that was done before them. And so as the tower went up, the builders deliberately made the north side of the floors shorter or less tall than the south side. So that when you count up the steps, there's two more steps on the south side of the tower than the north side. It actually makes the tower curve. But each of those builders had to take into account the work that was done before them for them to successfully complete the tower. So there's two connections to the Leaning Tower of Pisa, to our text. And they are its foundation and its builders. Paul in our text talks about a foundation that he laid as a master builder. He was speaking of the preaching of the gospel. He says, there's really only one foundation, and that is Jesus the Christ. Paul preached Christ crucified. as the foundation upon which someone can build their life. And I'm going to assume this morning that that is your foundation. That you believe that God sent Jesus to live, die, and rise again for your salvation. I'm even going to assume that you want to stay on that foundation and that you want to live and build your life on that foundation and that foundation alone. But notice what Paul said. He said we need to be careful as we build. He was speaking to Christians who had Christ as their foundation, and yet he says, be careful. Why? He said that because we have three enemies that want to erode our foundation of Christ and topple our towers. Those three enemies are our flesh, the world, and the devil. So how might Christians be endangered to start building on a different foundation other than Christ? Well, I could say there's many, but there's going to be two that we'll talk about this morning. Part of my role at the seminary is to speak to young men, to speak to men about training for pastoral ministry. One of the things I've noticed as I speak to young men about being pastors, about that possibility, is they'll say, well, I want to go this way and make a lot of money. Now, that could be motivated in a good sense. I want to provide well for my family. I want to be successful. I want to be able to support the work of the church. But money is a dangerous thing. Because we can start out with the best of intentions, but very quickly lose sight of our real foundation. Money is the root of all kinds of evil, the Bible tells us. The love of money. There's an important inclusion, isn't it? The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. See, even there, a very easy slip. Okay. When we set our heart on obtaining money, possessions, worldly wealth, our attention is very easily distracted from what is truly important. Peter tells us that we were not redeemed with gold or silver. And Jesus' questions still need to be answered. What profits it a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? And what can a man give in exchange for his soul? You need to be able to answer those questions. And money is not the answer. Money can erode your foundation as a Christian. I think there's another prevalent eroder of our foundation in the world today, and it's our sexuality. But I'm going to speak even more broadly. It's the use of our body. Our world, the world around us, continually shouts, "My body, my choice." And it's being promoted that you can do whatever you want with your body. Whether it's carving it up with surgeries, whether it's cutting out life within you, whether it's joining your body with others in any way that you desire. But your body, your choice is a lie. Because it's not your body. You were created by God. God made your body. God gave it to you as a gift. And as your creator, God determines how you should use his gift of your body. But it goes deeper than that. Because God has redeemed your body. You are not your own, Paul writes. You were bought at a price. And that price was the blood of God's own Son. So it's not your body. As a Christian, your body does not belong to you in the sense that you have ultimate choice over how it is used. Your body belongs to God because He made it and He bought it. So if you think you can use this body, that you are God over it, your eyes have shifted from the foundation of Christ, and your tower is crumbling. So be careful about your foundation and what you are building on it. Christ is your bedrock. Christ is the one that will sustain you. Christ is the one that gets you to heaven. But Paul also speaks of builders. And that would be explicitly in this text, pastors, teachers of God's word. You should be very careful about what your pastors are teaching you. I'd like to say, don't trust your pastors, but that's not quite what I mean. Okay? Test what your pastors are saying to you. Just because it comes from this pulpit does not mean it is the truth. Don't take the words that you hear from here without putting them to the test like the Bereans did. Take it. Compare it to God's word. Make sure that you are building very carefully on the foundation of Christ so that no one, whether pastor, devil, world, or your own flesh, makes your foundation crumble. And if you have a desire to learn how to build on people's foundation, to help them build, maybe you should consider being a pastor or a teacher. That is a wonderful privilege to be able to help people see the truths of God's word so that they can know that their sins are forgiven through Christ and Christ alone. To guard them from slipping off that foundation so that they build beautiful towers, temples to the Lord in their own lives. That is a wonderful privilege and work of great meaning. It's work that's been going on for over 2,000 years in Christ's New Testament church. It's work that's going to continue beyond my lifetime. Maybe yours. But it's work that needs to continue in your lifetime. Maybe God has a role just for you to come and build on the work of others so that Christ's church is preserved here on earth and stands faithful and true until He comes to take us all to heaven. So build on the sure foundation of Christ. Then you will stand in time and in eternity. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Please stand for the blessing. And now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you and acknowledge that so many things distract us from the sure foundation of Christ. We are at constant war with our flesh, the world, and the devil. And if it were not for your grace and the light of your word, we would surely tumble and fall. We pray that you would continue to strengthen us through your word and sacraments, that we would be preserved in our faith until we are finally with you in heaven. To this end, continue to send builders, pastors, and teachers who will point us to the truth of your word and keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, our Savior. We ask these things in his most holy name. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.